will call to order Board of Works for July 27th. We need to approve the minutes from the July 13th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Laura.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. We've had kind of an exciting month. Let's see. So far, our intake this month has been really, really high. We've taken in 88 animals this month, but we have 130 outcomes so far. So we've had 30 adoptions. We have had 12 return to owner, and by tomorrow, we will have transferred out 80 dogs to rescue. So that's really awesome. We also got our new cages in the pole barn installed last week. So those are up and running now. So we have 24 brand new cages, and they look phenomenal. They're wonderful. Those were bought with donation money, so we didn't spend any of the budget. We have a couple things going on this month. We have we're going to be out at the Watermelon Festival with the Chamber, and we're going to sponsor the pet contest this year. So our pet contest this year, we will have four categories. One will be best wag and tail, one will be best dressed, and best trick, and then owner pet lookalike.
There you go. That's my favorite.
And we will have first, second, and third place prizes for each of those categories. Registration is from 12 to 3:30, and the contest starts at 4 o'clock. So we really hope to have quite a lot of people show up for that. We are also going to have an open house at the animal shelter on August the 13th from 6 to 9. And we are going to allow the entire community to tour the animal shelter. We will have volunteers and staff in every room. So the rooms that you don't normally get to go into, we'll allow people to go back into. We'll show you everything that we do. People can learn about volunteer opportunities, also meeting the animals that we have available for adoption. We'll be serving popcorn, cotton candy, and lemonade. And we're also doing something else. We're going to kind of throw a fundraiser in on it. I got a really great idea. I have to give Jenny McNeese the credit. But you guys have heard how they jail people. Well, we're going to put local celebrities up for adoption. And you'll have to raise your own adoption fee. Your adoption fee will be $110. We'll make kennel cards just like we do for the dogs. So we will come up, we'll take your picture, and we'll come up with the reason why you were either surrendered or dumped off or running at large. And we are inviting local celebrities and politicians. Maybe there's a few people running for office, yeah. And also any department heads. I know Sunny Pink staff has already volunteered to go up for adoption. So it's a great idea. We've got 24 new cages. And so if I can get 24 people in there, that's $2,500 or so that we can raise, because I want to continue putting new cages in. And that'll be August 13th from 6 to 9. Anyone interested, get me at the end of the meeting, and I will take your picture and give you all the information. Thanks.
Pound puppies. Dave Rolligan in the pound.
Going to the dogs.
Fire department.
Yeah, top that. Come on, Sonny. That's it.
Never know. My guys may give you money to keep me in there. Sonny Pinkstaff, fire chief, Vincent's Fire Department. For the month of July, for year to date, we're at 1,400 runs. We have performed 14 to 16 public service demonstrations, meaning fire extinguisher demonstrations. We helped Laura, the guys went out and helped her put together the kennels out at the animal shelter. Underwater Laboratories was in town 2 weeks ago. They tested our ladder 3 and tire 1. Minor repairs on each one of those that they found. Did find one significant repair that needs to be done on tire 1 on the rear axle. It's been a bad month for repairs. Rescue 4 Had the coolant issue again. Battalion 1, we had to replace a sway bar. Ladder 3, the air conditioner went out, and the nozzle on the ladder tip malfunction had to be repaired. Engine 2, we had to replace a throttle cable. Tower 1 had air conditioning problems also with it. The rear spring bracket, which I was speaking of earlier, and we are currently having electronic control problems with the ladder itself. Jerry's Automotive was here today looking at it. Got to go through a few more things, so hopefully we will get that fixed soon. Effective this month, Brandon Regal's resignation was effective, and David Bowmeyer will be officially, his resignation will be official on August the 2nd. And we have two guys already. We sent to PERF last week, so we're in the process of being hired. Any questions?
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Cemetery.
Danny's here.
He's hiding over there.
I thought you were going to be out today.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Year to date, we've had 127 interments and entombments at the cemetery. So far for the month of July, we've had 15, counting the 5 services we have tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.
Inspector's office.
Well, Cooper, Sergeant Inspector, as of 7/13 to date, we've had 49 violations. That's including grass and junk, and hopefully the grass situation will ease a little bit towards August. So, thank you.
He'll burn it up.
Price.
I just want to say that we're taking quotes for a rear loading packer. It'll be taken from a sticker fund, possible. And we're also taking quotes for tractors, which will be paid out of the budget line item for lease purchase.
And just so you know, the trash truck, that was, we tried to order one earlier. There was something with the chassis. And we're going to start over.
Start again.
We have no old business. We'll move on to new business. First up is Halloween Safe Stop banner across Hart Street. All
right. The Safe Stop will be, I'm Irene Ray for Back to Health, and the Safe Stop is scheduled for Friday the 30th of October. We'd like permission to hang the banner on Hart Street from October 19th to the 30th.
Dan, yeah, please, and you said please. That's good. That's good.
I did. Pretty
fast. Darn, I was thought about turning that down, and then the please came through. Dan gave me the head nod, which means he's got everything he needs. So we'll make a motion to approve the Hart Street Merchants Halloween Safe Stop banner to be hung on Main Street, or I'm sorry, Hart Street, from October 19th through October 30th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Ms. Ray. Right,
thanks.
Okay, Community Work Experience Program 2015. Laura Eric.
I received a letter in the mail for this service. Basically, it's called Impact, and they want to take people that are unemployed and looking for work and give them an opportunity to get some work experience, to put something on a resume or an application. So they want to send them out to jobs in the community where they would be volunteering. There are some forms to fill out for that, so we don't have to pay them anything. But since there were forms to sign, Mr. Rolligan thought that it would be best to come in front of Board of Works. I don't see any problem with it. We get lots of volunteers. We get lots of community service. But this was a little more official. So
in, I mean, just in terms of what you anticipate as paperwork or administrative sort of time with something like this, I mean, is that fairly minimal, or
it's pretty minimal. Sometimes I have to write a letter of recommendation, but usually, I mean, we do unofficial mentorships out at the shelter all the time. So, I mean, it's usually it's always worth it to do this.
Being in the field that I'm in, I'm certainly familiar with Impact and what they do. So, and then from since this coordination of that effort is out of Evansville, I mean, you anticipate you're going to have people from outside the county, or do you know?
It's possible. I mean, we get people that come from outside the county now to come in and volunteer just because the animal shelter is more of a desirable place to do community service.
Okay. So. And is there a limit to the number of people you can take?
No, I mean, no. Okay. And we just, you know, we need them at a certain time in the morning to start out, and that's what we normally tell them, but we've always got stuff to do.
Okay. So basically, what we have is a motion to approve your signing an agreement with this group, is that?
Yes.
Okay. We sign the agreement. Yeah. Okay, so I'll make a motion that the Board of Works approve an agreement with Impact of Indiana for volunteer work placement as requested through the RestCare Workforce Services of Evansville.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Great. Thanks.
Next up is CSX Railroad Temporary Closures for Repairs. Charles Kegler.
Hi, my name is Brian Vorst with Vorst Paving, representing CSX. Here to discuss with you guys the closures of Hart Street and 9th Street, which are planned for Tuesday, this Tuesday, 7/28 to Friday, 7/31. And we also have on the books 6th Street and 2nd Street plan to be done 8/4 and 8/7, so the following Tuesday and Friday. Along with these, I believe you guys were all presented with a list of crossings in your town. We have a railroad gang coming in here on 8/17, and we're planning on working those crossings. We have been coordinating with your guys' city here on trying to make that as safe as possible with tour routes and to help out with the paving. And I think that it could pretty much go pretty smoothly for you guys. It should be done by the end of August. It shouldn't last any longer than that. Hopefully we leave your city better with better crossings. That's the goal.
So I think I read something in the paper that our wonderful city engineer wrote up, and I'll ask the question. And Mr. Culp and I have asked about railroad crossings. You were the king of railroad crossings at one time. Remember this? The big humps. So some of the big humps are coming down as a part of the process, or?
Plans to feather them in is to feather them out farther, take the approaches out further, and make the ride more smooth for
community. Which reduce some of that. Yeah.
Are you putting them back concrete?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Are they going back concrete?
Some of them are going back concrete. I believe most of them will go back with, have you seen the timbers that are currently in there? Mm-hmm. You'll have the timbers, you'll have an Epson rubber, which is a thin, like spaghetti type rubber that just seals against the track.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be one of those. Mainly it's going to be the Epson rubber, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Okay.
6th Street and Park Street will be concrete.
Okay. Because of traffic levels at the. Okay. Good.
Mark, since you brought that up.
Sure.
You remember they told us the reason that they were as high as they are is because that's the flood stage level. That's what we were told. Now, if that's not correct.
We don't even know the wrong link there. We just
whatever they say is what I'm not.
So if that's not true, let's get them back down to the level.
Backup. It's a backup levy, dude. Yeah. So, John, do you need Board Works permission for this work to proceed, or what?
Well, specifically today, we wanted to bring up 6th Street and eventual Hart Street. All the crossings listed on there are going to be closed in one form or another over the next month. So I'm kind of after blanket approval for those crossings. They're coordinating those with me. We're going to have signage and detours up where they're needed and
to
all that stuff.
So. Okay, so we'll make a motion that we approve CSX plans for crossing improvements at various intersections throughout town in coordination with the city engineer's office to an estimated to be completed by the end of August.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then you'll get with emergency services to make sure.
Right.
Right.
And it should also be noted that typically CSX doesn't come past.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to add, too, is I just wanted to thank CSX for sending a representative. This is a subcontractor that's going to be managing all the signs, the detour routes and everything. They don't have to do any of this. It's their right-of-way. It's their corridor. They could close things whenever they wanted to, and in the past, that's the way it's been done. But we've forged a new relationship with Mr. Kegley, and he's going above and beyond what's required of them to work with the city and forge a new relationship. So
great.
It's going very great. Well.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of you.
Okay, stop bullying banner across College Avenue from 8th to 8th, across Hart Street from 8th to 8th. Hi.
Good evening. I'm Brenda Bolding with the Knox County Health Department, and we have a banner that we're wanting to hang on College Avenue from August 3rd through August 10th, and then across Hart Street from August 10th through August 17th. And it says, be a buddy, not a bully. With school getting ready to start, we really wanted to get this out there.
Dan's cool with that, and you guys have relocated, is that right?
We have. Today was our first day at our new location.
And so where are you?
305 South 5th.
So you're in the two-story brick building there that...
Well, it's not two-story, it's side-by-side.
Oh, it's a side-by-side building.
Dr. Barrett Bartlett.
You're in that building. That's in my neighborhood. Okay, great. So we'll make a motion to approve a hanging of a banner for the health department on their Stop Bullying campaign from 8-3 to 8-10 on College Avenue, and then 8-10 to 8-17 on Hart Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay,
great.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Ladies.
Come over sometime and tour our new...
Yeah. Life. Great. It's my old pediatrics office. Do you remember that? The Dr. Barry used to make home visits. He'd come down to your house because he didn't want your sick kids in his lobby. You know, he'd come just a block away. I think we have one additional item that the fire department asked, Mayor, under miscellaneous.
Dustin, you come up. They want to do a bucket brigade for MDA.
You think it's hot now? Wait till August 12th, 13th, and 14th, buddy. can you install some sprinklers over the intersection there while you're...
We got some water on the trucks. We can use it. Justin Lowe, President Vincent's Firefighters. I'd just like to request permission to be on 15th and a half in Hart on the dates of 12th, 13th, and 14th. If it's okay, I'd like to request a 12-hour time slot to give the commander of that shift some availability, depending on what details they have that day, emergencies and stuff like that.
Sure.
But one thing, Dan, I didn't mention to you, if we get like possible rain days as well, 18th, 19th, and 20th, approved as well, just in case we need those days if it rains or if it's a severe heat wave.
We might have some other event during those weekends. Okay, sure. Okay, so we'll make a motion that the Vincent's Fire Department be given a 12-hour shifts on August 12th, 13th, and 14th to raise funds for the MDA, which has their annual drive over Labor Day weekend, and if necessary, rain days for the following weekend of August 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Just the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.